Many years ago in the United States, when the Democratic Party still had some measure of sanity, you had party leaders like Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton. They all said that, yes, they were pro-choice, but they believed that abortion should be safe, legal, and rare. And in the last few months, the Democrat Party has taken the most bizarre turn imaginable, as they now are shining lights in the sky and on the bridges in New York City when New York passed a radical late-term abortion bill. In Virginia, the governor said their new bill will allow babies to die even if they are born alive, and it's just a shocking turn for this. But I'm sure that both sides get equal weight in the social media world, right? The story would suggest that that's a big no. Scott and Jenna Beyer, they live out in Monroe, and Scott Beyer joins us here on Cairo Radio. Hey, Scott, good to talk with you this afternoon.
Good to talk with you. Thanks for having us on.
Tell me about your family, Scott. How many kids do you and Jenna have?
We have six kids, and five of them came home through adoption, and our youngest, Eve, is 1 year old, which is a pretty big deal considering how small she was born. She was born at 23 weeks and 1 pound, 1 ounce, so roughly 4 months early.
Oh, my God. Well, I mean, it's just a beautiful, diverse family. You adopted these kids from all over, I assume?
All over the U.S. All of our adoptions have been domestic.
Okay, got it. So tell me about Eve and how she came to be born at just 23 weeks.
So birth mother had a unexpected early delivery, and so Eve was born at 23 weeks, 1 pound, 1 ounce. And a lot of people don't realize that, though that is a very difficult medical circumstance, many kids can survive being born that small. And so my wife and I found out about her. We flew to Arizona where she was and were there 2 days after she was born. So from that day forward, my wife in particular was there multiple times a week, flying in and there with her as she was slowly but surely getting better, learning to breathe on her own, gaining weight. We measured it by grams to start with, Every gram was a big deal. And then after 100 days in the hospital, she came home. And since then, she's been doing better and better all the time. She's really, you wouldn't know at this point, just meeting her, that she had any sort of medical challenges.
And tell me why you and Jenna have decided to make adoption such an important part of building your family.
Well, we're both people of faith. God has done an awful lot for us. And, based off of our beliefs of the Bible, we believe that every child matters. And we have been connected with other people who have adopted. There's an organization called Sacred Selections that helps raise money for adoptions. And once we kind of found out that there were kids in need, and that's a way we could grow our family, we just really never looked back. And so one adoption turned into another. And so we're a very happy, chaotic family of eight.
Yeah. Okay. So one biological child, five adopted children. Is that right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. So Eve, as you mentioned, there are certainly medical complications that come with being born at 23 weeks, but how she and your family have persevered. You wanted to do something to memorialize her on Facebook or to pay tribute to her on Facebook on her first birthday, right?
Right. So what happened was she turned one, which is a particularly big deal, and throughout her whole journey, people were helping us in so many ways. There were so many people praying for her. There were so many people. There were people buying plane tickets for my wife to fly back and forth to Arizona to be there with her. People making meals for our family. Just so many people actively involved in her life. And so we, I did one of those kind of then and now pictures. So one picture was of her at one and at her first birthday, and then another picture of when she was still in the hospital. I purposely didn't go with anything that would have been particularly difficult for anybody to look at. It is a picture of her when she's small. There's my wife's hands are in there, and then mine. So it kind of gives you some view of how small she was at that point. When she was first born, my wedding ring could fit all the way up to her arm, all the way up to her armpit. And so I just posted that photo and mentioned a few things about it being her birthday. And then the organization that had paid for the adoption cost, Sacred Selections, they posted it to their Facebook page just to let all the people know with their organization, hey, look at how well this this little girl is doing that you all supported bringing home.
Sure.
And that's when things kind of got weird.
Well, yeah, it got weird. But first, it just took off like wildfire, to the extent that it was a recommended post that should be boosted because it had attracted such widespread interest, right?
Right, yeah. So, pictures of little kids get a lot of attention, and a lot of people were really excited she was doing so well. So Facebook recommended that it be boosted, where you can essentially spread the audience a little wider.
Okay, so tell me about the weirdness.
To do that.
Tell me about the weirdness after that.
Yeah. So the organization decided to boost those photos of Eve to get some more exposure for their organization, and it came back denied. Facebook had recommended they boost it, and then they said, no, we won't. And the reason that they gave was, I've got it in front of me so I can read it exactly. This type of material creates an unexpected experience for users and goes against our core value of fostering a positive global community. And we requested a manual review of that to make sure that a person and not a computer was reviewing it.
Right.
And the end result is they just denied it five different times because her picture in the hospital went against their core values of fostering a positive global community.
It's unbelievable. And then you sent me all these screenshots. Another one, it said, this isn't running because it uses an image or video that contains shocking, sensational, or excessively violent content. Did it fall under shocking, sensational, or excessively violent?
I am not sure. I mean, it's a picture of a kid. I mean, I see pictures on Facebook of kids who are going through chemotherapy and things like that, and as advertisements. I mean, organizations that are hospitals that are children's hospitals advertising wanting people to donate. And I don't have any problem with that. I think they should be able to highlight the good that they're doing to save kids' lives.
Yeah.
So the only thing that I can tell that seems to be different is that this goes against the pro-choice agenda.
Well, I don't know how else to interpret it. But you said in your email to me, you said, it seems wrong on so many levels. If society cannot celebrate life, but it can celebrate abortion, as they did recently in New York City, what will become of us? And I think that that's a very fair question. You didn't put it out there specifically to counteract the pro-choice crowd. You were celebrating Eve's life above all else.
Well, and that's exactly it. Yeah. And I'm not a particularly political person by nature. This was in no way political. It was just simply pro adoption, if anything, and happy birthday to my daughter. And we wanted to inform so many people who had been helping through praying and finances and just general support to let them know how well she was doing. It's just a picture of a kid at her first birthday and at her birth.
Yeah. It's crazy.
So,
it just shows that there is an inherent bias in these biggest social media platforms. Google clearly has a bias. They acknowledge that. Facebook does. And it's becoming really scary. As newspapers have abandoned fair-minded journalism and the social media world takes over, and when it is populated by these algorithms that will only drive one side of the spectrum, these are scary times that we're approaching here.
That's what really hit my wife and I was, I get if you don't want people coming out against something all the time, but if I can't even show a picture of my kid who was born, and we can't celebrate that, and we can't be happy about that, it's just what are we coming to?
Yeah.
Because it's entirely positive, and there wasn't anything said about pro-life or pro-choice. It was just, hey, here's Eve. She entered the world at 1 pound 1 ounce, and
she made
it. Thanks for all the prayers.
Yeah. No, it's unbelievable. Well, I'm glad you shared the story. It's important that we remind people of the battles we're facing in our everyday world, because I think there's a lot of evil out there that we're fighting.
There is, and I thank you for taking the time to highlight the story. We appreciate what you're doing on your show all the time.
Thank you, Scott, and all my best to your wife, Jeannie, and to all of your kids. God bless your family.
Thank you. Thank you so very much.
All right, take care. Scott and Jenna Beyer out in Monroe. Facebook wouldn't let them celebrate their child's birthday because there was a picture of a preemie. But we can celebrate abortion all we want in our society. We can shine lights into the sky to celebrate that. Love to hear your thoughts. The Online Trading Academy text line is 98973. That's 98973. Lots more straight ahead on the Dory Monson Show.